You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Broadway in Hollywood is in full swing at the Dolby Theater, and you are invited to join me and Wendy Rosoff on a trip to Margaritaville. Let's go. It's Curtains Up on a very special episode of West of Broadway. I'm Will Armstrong.
And I'm Wendy Rosoff. And we are at the Hollywood premiere of Jimmy Buffett's Escape to Margaritaville, part of the Pantages Theater's Broadway in Hollywood series.
I was so close to wearing flip-flops tonight. Can I just say I am in desperate need of a vacation?
Definitely. Escape to Margaritaville is the little slice of paradise we all need right now. This musical comedy features both original songs and your most loved Jimmy Buffett classics, including Fins, Volcano, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and many more. And folks listening are in luck because Escape to Margaritaville is here in Los Angeles for a limited 3-week run, so you can plan your escape now.
That's right, Wendy. The show is here playing from February 18th to March 8th. But tonight, we are here at the Dolby Theater on the red carpet talking with cast members and VIP guests on their way into this legendary theater.
So, Will, I have to ask you, are you a Buffett fan?
Okay, so I spent the first part of my performing career working in Orlando and at Walt Disney World. And I remember the first time I heard Cheeseburger in Paradise. I was at a cast party, and I think I was literally the only person not screaming at the top of my lungs. And so I have since learned to love Jimmy Buffett's music, but I also appreciate what his music stands for. Or should I say, leans for? Or reclines for? I'm sorry, it's so cheesy.
So cheesy. Anyway, I'm super excited to see the show, but first we're going to get to talk with the cast members and guests as they hit the carpet.
Let's go. First to hit the carpet is a lovely young lady who is now appearing in her own Netflix series with wrestler The Big Show. But we talked to her about starring in her own national tour.
Lily Brooks O'Brien.
Who was starring? You were starring in Matilda?
How many
years did you do that?
As Matilda's, you only do it for about 8 months.
Okay.
Great.
But I did it on the tour, but I did the half after coming to Los Angeles, so I wasn't able to perform at this theater, sadly.
Oh, oh fun.
So is this your first time at the Dolby Theater?
It is. I'm so excited to
Excellent.
Be here.
Isn't this incredible?
Yes. It's so pretty. It's amazing.
Just
the
wait till you see inside.
It.
It's incredible.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Are you a fan of Jimmy Buffett music?
I am, for
okay.
sure.
What's your favorite song?
Margaritaville.
All right, me too.
Yeah.
I like Cheeseburger in Paradise as well.
Oh, yes, me too. Yeah.
So what's your favorite piece of musical theater? What's your favorite show ever?
I've seen Escape to Margaritaville before in New York City. I used to live in New York City.
Sure.
Yeah. But I loved Escape to Margaritaville. I also love Mean Girls.
Yes.
It's a really good musical in Hamilton. Yeah.
Great show. Excellent.
And so what's in store for you next? Anything on
so,
the horizon?
Yeah, I'm on a Netflix show, or a Netflix family TV show called The Big Show Show.
Oh.
It's about the WWE wrestler, The Big Show. He's 7 feet tall, and it's a family sitcom about him and his life with his three daughters. And
are you one of the daughters?
I am. I'm his middle daughter. Fantastic. I play his middle daughter, Mandy.
Did you know anything about wrestling before you?
I did not. My dad was a huge fan of wrestling.
He must have been psyched.
Yes, he was super excited, and he had to explain to me like everything, and I'm really excited. He's Big Show. He's huge, but he's so, so sweet. He's a big teddy bear.
And so when you left New York and you moved out, you film here in L.A., right?
Yes.
Did your whole family come with you?
Yes, my whole family came with me. I have an older brother, his name's Colin, and a younger sister, Hannah.
How are you adjusting to L.A. life?
I love Los Angeles. The weather, besides...
I know, isn't it the best?
It's so
I'm a New Yorker
good.
As well, and
yes.
when I first moved out here from yes. L.A., I was like, wahoo!
Winters are here are, like, so warm, and I'm like,
know.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
Yeah.
It's like the best-kept secret. We're like, you can stay in New York, everyone. Don't worry about it. We're cool over here.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll keep the nice weather.
We'll do our thing. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Meet
I'm so
you.
Excited to see it. It was so nice
and
to meet you guys.
Good luck with everything.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Very exciting.
Making his way down the carpet is none other than the incomparable Jimmy Buffett. I was so impressed with how he took so much time with every single person who wanted to speak with him. You could see how proud he was of this incredible show.
Never give me a microphone.
No.
I'm a shameless performer.
I'm no fool. I know what I'm doing here.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
What an incredible event.
It is, and it's fun, and you know.
So much fun.
It's like a weeknight.
It's a school night, and here we are.
It's a school night. Yeah.
Absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit about the process of Escape to Margaritaville and how this came to be?
Well, the amazing thing about the process is you're here, but it's been so long,
yes.
but it seems so quick.
Does
I mean,
it?
From the time we were the first.
What was the seedling of the idea?
The original idea came, I did a not-so-successful musical with Herman Woke called Don't Stop the Carnival,
okay.
which we ran in South Florida, but the process of doing it, A, working with somebody as legendary as Herman Woke,
yep.
and having to write on assignment and write new songs for characters
yes.
was different for me, but also people showed up that liked that show that actually are investors in this show, and that was 15 years ago.
Wow.
So they believed in it back then, and they kind of started the process of the long process of A, finding writers who
yep.
were important to us, that there were people that understood the culture.
Yes.
It couldn't just be written like
Absolutely.
Go up on Google and Google Jimmy Buffett and Tropics. You had to live it. And it took 2 years to find writers to do it. You know, Greg Garcia and Mike O'Malley, they lived it. And I said,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know, my music is kind of background to a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
And I said, just take whatever songs are background to your life and your great writers, figure it out. So, and
wow.
then, you know, we tweaked it every now and then, but basically that's what happened.
Okay. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And so were you a fan of musical theater before you started that first
yes.
project?
Yes. My mother, I grew up on the Gulf Coast in a little town called Mobile, Alabama, and every
oh,
time
yeah.
a musical show came through, because my mother was a working mother, but her time off she spent at the local theater guild.
Okay.
So I was drugged to the theater away from my baseball games, but I wound up liking it a lot.
What was your favorite all-time musical?
I played in South Pacific. I was one of Emile Debeck's children.
No way.
Dites-moi pourquoi la vie est belle. Dites-moi pourquoi la maman est belle. Parce que, est-ce que vous m'aimez?
You never forget it, do
no.
you? Incredible.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Buffett, I saw you taking a picture with the cast, and I couldn't get over how so many of them seem so young and so energized.
Yes.
What does it feel like to bring your music to a new generation?
It's amazing because the talent involved. You know, Frank Marshall, when he cast movies, he always would go to New York to find trained actors, you know, because the discipline involved with it, he knew that. And I always, you know, when I got to New York early on and I had people that were in theater, Elizabeth Asher was a dear friend, and I would go to musicals because my mom would want, and I wanted to, and I always, you know, thought, man, I could, until one day somebody said, they can make a musical out of your stuff. And I went, you really think so? And then you cut to, after Carnival, people came and said, yeah, and we found, as I said, writers who lived it. And then the whole process, I adore the process. And seeing kids as talented as that, on the road, 20 to 26, I think they are.
Wow.
And they get to come to Hollywood, to the Dolby Theater.
Yeah.
I'm more excited for them. I'm excited enough
sure.
to pull it off. And I'll go back later and go, man, did we do that? That's
well,
so cool.
Well, it must be such an honor for them to be performing your material and have you here with them.
Well, and it's just I always spot out and I go to shows as it's coming across the country because I just love to see it and love to see them and watch them improve so much, you know.
Oh, beautiful.
There's nothing like going out and doing repetitive shows before live audiences.
Yes.
For anybody out there that has aspirations, play to, you know, when you can get those two or three people in a bar to go, boy, I like that song you wrote,
there
that'll
you
keep
go.
You going. Yeah, that's
it.
Where it starts.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank
it's
you.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
Enjoy the show.
I sure
All
will.
Right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Nice.
Believe it or not, after that interview with Jimmy Buffett, the red carpet got even brighter because we got to see Carly Gibson.
Hey, y'all.
This is Carly Gibson.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, how's it going with you, girl?
So excited.
Oh,
it's
so excited, too.
How much fun was that, talking to Jimmy Buffett?
He's the best man. Wait, yeah. We just sang, he and I sang a little bit of South Pacific together.
Oh, get it, Queen, yes.
You know.
Live your best life. If you put a gun to my head right now, I don't know if I could do one line from that show.
You could, because
I'm the
it was
worst.
Like so deep in the
You're
musical
like, it just
theater.
Lives oh. in there, yeah.
yeah.
It's guttural. It's
you
in
know.
The guttural.
So yep. Carly and I just did a show together at the Montalban.
Very true.
Broadway to the Rescue, and she produced that bad boy, too.
Seriously.
She's a rock
Very
star.
Stressful.
I missed that performance, but I heard it was excellent.
As you know, like, anytime you take charge of, like, you put
yes.
yourself in that position to be like, I'll, not even charge, but, like, I'll just be responsible
yep.
for something, it's just utter terror and anxiety the
you
entire time until
you
it happens
it.
And you're like, thank you, baby Jesus. That happens, so.
I mean,
yeah.
it was incredible, and your performance was incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You were incredible.
Oh, thanks.
We had such a good time.
I know.
I was drinking towards
fun.
The end.
Atta girl.
I was like, ooh,
be.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Carly, for our listeners, what are you up to? What's happening with you right now?
So right now I have a show coming out on E! March 25th. It's a new show called The Funny Dance Show.
Great.
That I'm a contestant on. It's a lot of fun. It's for charity. It's very in the style of like Drop the Mic or what's the other one? The Lip Sync Challenge.
Sure.
Very that. And then I have a series that I wrote and I produce that's coming out just on like social media platforms with my friend Alex Ellis.
Yes, Alex,
called Woke-ish.
Of course.
So nice. We're excited, it's fun, just silly,
so great.
Whatever. And then, yeah, you know,
and you're
just
getting
hooking on the corner as per
usual.
You can find me at my same usual place.
Yeah. Right, did you just get engaged?
I did just get engaged.
Yeah, that's
congratulations.
Look at that. Meow, meow.
Yep, yes. He's standing over there. He's been helping me hike up my knee-high boots all night because I got topstick on these bitches, and they still won't stay. I cannot. They are being fired after this evening.
Thank
so.
God he's here to keep
but
that.
But you'll find him because he's just hiking my boots up all night.
It's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Enjoy the show.
The actor who originated the role of Brick, Eric Peterson, came to the Dolby Theater to show his support.
Hi, Eric Peterson.
Hello, everyone. How are you guys?
Oh, so excited to be here.
Me, too.
Okay, I didn't know when we worked together that you were part of the OBC.
I was. I was a part of the original Broadway cast of Escape to Margaritaville. I actually did the show from the very first workshop.
Oh, my gosh.
First
wow.
reading, really.
Wow.
You know, we did like two or three readings.
Yeah.
And like two or three workshops. I didn't do the production when it went to La Jolla because
okay.
I was doing School of Rock on Broadway.
Yep.
Name
you
dropping
and
my dropping the resume,
deal.
Right?
Yum, 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 yum.
And then when it came back to Broadway, I joined back in and originated the role of Brick.
How cool is that? That's kind of a dream situation.
It was amazing.
We were talking to Jimmy about the process of this and how it was actually 15 years in the making.
Yes.
People have no idea what it takes.
It's even a musical that's made quickly.
Yeah. It's not quick.
Even the fastest musical I've ever heard of was probably like 4 years.
Yeah.
Maybe three if you had a lot of money behind it.
Exactly.
But like, it's not something like where movies can get written, produced, made, released all in a year.
Nope.
Just doesn't happen.
It does not happen that way. Yeah. Okay, so what's your favorite Jimmy Buffett song?
My favorite Jimmy Buffett song is A Pirate Looks at 40,
ooh,
which is, I believe, the closer of Act One.
Okay.
No, the closer of Act Two. It's at the end of the show. I'm like, I haven't thought about it in a while. But no, I grew up a Parrothead, so my favorite
awesome.
Song well before the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just about like being a sailor and wishing you could be a pirate. And I grew up on boats, which is why I was a Parrothead.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, had a boat?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, we had a boat on Lake Michigan.
Sure. Right,
okay.
Lake Michigan's like an ocean.
It is.
It's
it
big.
Is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yes.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your all-time favorite show, musical theater?
That's so hard. I mean, like, favorite, I probably would be Jesus Christ Superstar.
Have you done it yet?
I have. I did it. I played Jesus in college.
Yes.
I played Simon Zealots at the Barn Theater in Michigan.
Oh, I know the Barn.
And then I feel like I did it one other place, but I can't remember.
Are you based out here in LA now?
Yes. As of right now today, yes.
How often do you get to see musical theater on the West Coast?
I actually get to come quite a bit because I get invited to a lot of these openings, which is great when the tours come through. I mean, obviously you miss being in New York like and seeing like the new thing.
Yeah.
But they do such a good job here at Broadway and Hollywood to like get the new shows in.
Yep.
It's a big market, obviously.
Absolutely.
But they do such a great job. So I've been able to see quite a few shows out here.
How exciting is it as a musical theater person that musical theater is really starting to show itself in TV and film again?
Absolutely.
I'm so psyched for that.
It's like, I feel like it started probably Glee.
Yeah.
Maybe,
right.
Maybe some was Smash before Glee.
Glee then Smash.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you had like Glee and then Smash and now like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
I know.
And so there's so many more, and then you start having the live musicals, you know, which
exactly.
is getting everybody into it. It's a good time for musical theater.
It's a good time.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I heard that you have a little voiceover project that you can't really talk about, but it's
a
little meow meow right now.
Yes. I can't talk about it yet.
But it's a goodie.
It's very good. It's very exciting. I play a very funny animal. I'll say that. And it's for DreamWorks. And
oh,
so
cool.
It's very exciting. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. It's so good to catch up with you.
Thank
absolutely.
You for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Thank
nice
you
to
very
meet
much.
You. Great
bye.
To see you.
There were so many incredible people on the red carpet at the Dolby Theater. But when the lights started flashing, Wendy and I made our way into the theater so that we could see the show.
Welcome to Margaritaville.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where I'm gonna go with a frolicking old blow. Cheeseburger in paradise, making the best of every virtue and vice. When the weekend gives us
Okay, so here we are at intermission of
Escape to Margaritaville.
It is everything I expected it to be and nothing. if that makes any like I it's
what did I, you expect it to be?
All the songs that I love from Jimmy Buffett.
Totally.
And it's really cool because it's really refreshing and it's really like it's a completely different idea.
Yeah.
And how like they took all of they take some liberties and they kind of fit it into a logical story.
Well, when we were chatting with Jimmy earlier, he was talking about how they fit it into the character development.
Yeah, yeah, I really, really like it. Okay, standouts for me, like performance-wise.
Yeah.
The character Tammy, that
I feel like the cutesy little blonde.
Yeah, I feel like there's some really good message about loving yourself and accepting yourself and just like positivity. I you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I really respond well to that.
I enjoy her as well.
And what's the lead guy's name? I can't remember his name.
I don't know what his name is.
We need to check
his very
name.
Good.
He's very good.
Yeah.
The actor Chris Clark playing the role of Tully is excellent.
He is.
It's the lead role, and he is kind of like this beach bum who lives on the island and it kind of resigns himself to a life of 7-day
one
love affairs.
One week romances. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's even, yeah, well,
it's kind of like a showman's, but it's an island man's.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. No, he's lovely.
But he's got a great voice. He's got a great presence.
He's very likable.
Yes. And again, like when we were on the red carpet and we met the guy that played Jack.
Stacey Jacks.
And my first question was,
have you stayed? I know. These bodies. What's happening, people?
No, so. I guess, but he's probably going to say it's genetics, so.
Right,
screw
exactly.
Him.
Wait, can we take a pause and discuss the snorkeling situation in the show? That was like one of my favorite moments.
In the spoiler alert, but there's a montage where the characters fall in love and they do this really very
well. It's like that Jerome Robbins-y water thing that is so famous for, right. And then unexpectedly
a boogie board and some snorkel magic.
Snorkel magic is exactly what it is.
But yeah, no, it's the magic of the show is that it's so simple.
Yes.
But it's so adorable. It's
sweet.
Adorable.
It's very sweet.
And I feel like there's another thing that I really liked, and you whispered to me while the show was going on. There's a bunch of different ensemble characters playing a bunch of different ensemble roles, but they're very eclectic and very, like, it's not your typical, you know what I mean? Like, there's different shapes and sizes and
Exactly. Yeah, it's a fully fleshed out ensemble with a lot of different types of individuals up there, and I'm really enjoying watching them work. Sometimes I love, once I'm like, aha, lead, I get you. I start focusing in on that ensemble. It's like one of my favorite things to do, and I really enjoy what's going on up here. Let me just say that.
Peter Michael Jordan, he plays a Brick, who's like the bartender.
He's great.
What a voice!
Love him.
Love his voice. Yeah, there's a lot of talent on that stage.
Yeah.
And a lot of personality, and I think it's heartwarming.
Yeah.
There, I said it.
There you said it. We did it. It's heartwarming.
And then my other favorite thing about this whole production is how into it the audience is.
There is audience participation, people. So get ready.
So get into
it's
it.
Fun.
Cool. All right. So we're gonna go back into the second act.
Bye.
Okay, so the show is over. We just, like, we're here at the Dolby. They threw beach balls from the
ceiling.
From the ceiling. They came out, and then confetti. And then Jimmy freaking Buffett came out on stage and sang Margaritaville.
My new best friend, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Came out, and he sang Margaritaville, and the crowd went wild.
It was really a sweet. And my okay, here's my other thing. My other takeaway from the show is I'm going to start walking around talking like Tully, because the man has the deepest voice, and he talks like, I don't know how you can get through life like that, because he shows no enthusiasm for anything, which is insanity. But I'm like, but
so sweet.
And he had a great voice. And
yes.
And there was a tap number, Wendy.
There was a tap number, Wendy. That's so deep. And there's tap number, and there's sequins, and it's amazing and hilarious.
It's Everything you want from a Jimmy Buffett show and everything you want from a Broadway musical. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I really enjoyed it. And it made me want to go on vacation real bad.
Oh, totally.
I want a cocktail. I want to sit in the sand.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this was a great getaway for an evening. I'm really excited. That
yes,
was fun.
Super fun. And it has a limited 3-week engagement, yeah. So yeah. Make it happen, people.
Exactly.
Come see it and have fun.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
If you're interested in catching the show, information and tickets are available at escapetomargaritaville.com. You can keep up with the show, find out where the tour is going and when it's going to be near you, learn about the cast, and buy tickets.
And you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Buffett Musical. Follow me at Wendy_Rosoff on Instagram, and Will is at Will Armstrong PR. And you can join our Facebook page by searching Will and Wendy, all one word. Don't forget to keep up with episodes of West of Broadway on BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com/West of Broadway.
And special thanks to our friends at Broadway Podcast Network. Be sure to check out their other fantastic shows. And a huge shout out to our friends at BroadwayWorld.com for always promoting our show and being a vital source of musical theater news on and off Broadway.
Woohoo! That was fun.
Yes, a fun and exciting night. Thank you, Wendy, and thank you all for listening. We hope you join us again.
Thank you, Will. And remember, if you're looking for us, you can always find us
just west of Broadway.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.